Hello, I'm Jason, and this is episode 6 of my photography podcast here at pointsinfocus.com. Today, I'm going to be talking about focal length. This podcast today was inspired by a question that I was asked a little while ago on my focal length and equivalent lens calculator, or my depth of field and equivalent lens calculator, regarding crop lenses and whether you put the adjusted focal length or the actual focal length of the lens in. And just to clarify that point, it is the actual focal length of the lens, not the adjusted equivalent focal length that you would use if you wanted to try and convert to some other format, at least in my calculator. But that whole discussion got me thinking about a further sort of point on focal length that came up some time ago, where a couple years ago, actually. I mean, it's been a while, but I've seen this come up over and over in online discussions about focal length, where somebody says something to the effect of, when I put my 400mm lens on my crop camera, it makes it a 600mm lens. And somebody, rightly and wrongly, depending on your point of view, chimes in and points out that no, the camera didn't change the focal length of your lens, it just cropped into the picture and blah 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 blah. So I wrote an article about this a while back about what photographers really mean when they're talking about focal length, but this is a drum that I think is worth rebeating every now and then, because, you know, this is one of those points of photography that I think can be confusing, and I think it can be confusing in part because what we say in our books, as, you know, like photography books, and what we usually mean as photographers are not always the same things. That there's a subtle variation or difference in a lot of what we really mean, even if we don't really think that we meant to, that, or that we were saying that we, even if we don't really think that we're meaning something different than what we're saying, that there, this is, I find this is sort of a nebulous, not, well, nebulous isn't the right word. I find that this is sort of one of those things where you have to, there's understanding, then there's really understanding, and then there's being completely in tune with all of the concepts that are in effect or whatever. So I'm going to sort of start with focal length, start from the optical definition and run all the way through to what photographers, I think, really mean when they're talking about focal length. So let's start with the optical definition of focal length. My optical engineering textbook, Modern Optical Engineering 4th Edition, defines focal length as follows. The focal length, or effective focal length, often abbreviated F, is the distance from the second principal point to the second focal point. It is the limiting value of F equals H prime over the tangent of theta as H prime and theta approach zero, where H prime is the image height and theta is the angle subtended by an infinitely distant object. And if you didn't understand any of that because you're a photographer and that sounded like science or math or engineering, I don't blame you. That is engineering, and it has a very precise meaning, and it's very precise. In some respects, I would say Wikipedia almost has a more, well, Wikipedia has a much more approachable definition for focal length, where they say focal length is a measure of how strongly an optical system converges or diverges light. Okay, that's a little bit, you know, we can actually simplify that a little further and say bends instead of converges or diverges, but the idea is, you know, pretty clear. That focal length is how strongly the lens bends light. That's the approachable way that I tend to describe it. But there's one really important property here, and it's conveyed implicitly in both of these definitions, but that focal length is a property or a measure of the behavior of a lens and the lens alone. It is not a measure of the behavior of a lens on a camera. It's not a measure of the behavior of something involving a frame or a theoretical frame. It is purely a property of the lens. And this is why lenses are marked in focal lengths, because even camera companies that are developing lenses for a specific camera platform and a specific sensor size, if it's an interchangeable lens and the lens, I mean, even when it's not an interchangeable lens, but it's a lens and the lens is marked in the measurements of that lens and not something else. So, you know, like, even though Canon doesn't intend you to do it, you could put a Canon lens on a Micro Four Thirds camera and that kind of thing. That's what I'm getting at when I'm saying that regardless of the platform, it's a measurement inherent to the lens. Even if you didn't put the lens on a camera, the focal length is still a defining measurement of the behavior of that lens and not some larger aspect. So the next question that kind of ends up needing to be, or that kind of rises out of this, is if the focal length is the scientific, the engineering, the technical meaning of focal length is how strongly a lens bends light, well, what do photographers mean by it? Because, I mean, if you stop and you think about it, I assume you're a photographer if you're listening to this podcast, but I'm a photographer. I don't really care about how a lens bends light. Like, it's meaningless to me. It doesn't tell me anything useful in the world of photography that I want to know. I want to know things like how wide is the frame going to be, or what's going to fit in the frame when I take a picture. So I'm interested in something that's related to focal length, but not at all, you know, it's determined by focal length, it's related to focal length, but it has precisely zero mental thought to being how strongly or weakly a lens bends light. What I'm interested as a photographer is in angle of view, and angle of view is dictated by focal length and frame size. So this is where, and I'm going to advance an idea here, but I have no actual basis for this in, like, research, but this seems to be, to me, the most straightforward thought for how focal length has come in to mean. Well, so, like I said, as a photographer, my interest is an angle of view. And my argument is that largely when photographers are talking about focal lengths in, like, I shot that with a 24 millimeter lens, or that was a 400 millimeter lens, or whatever, that what they're really interested, or what they're really talking about, maybe subconsciously, but what the thought process is, angle of view. They say focal length because there's nothing anywhere on the lens or in the camera that says this is a 6.283 degree angle of view. And even if there was something in the camera or on the lens that said that this was a 6.283 angle of view, I wouldn't want to say that either, because 6.283 degrees or whatever is a lot more of a mouthful than 500 millimeters. Now, note, I'm not saying that those two are equivalent, but that, it's real easy to say 500 millimeters. And to me, this is the point of, like, communication, is that the whole objective in communication, in language, in the words that we use, is to concisely and clearly convey information. When it's unnecessarily complicated or unnecessarily something or other that, or people just refuse to use the words or language, the appropriate words, because, they want to call it a rooster chicken and everybody else wants to call it a focal length, it becomes problematic that when everybody is on somewhat the same page, that helps. And it helps when you're talking about measures or angles or something. It helps when you have whole numbers, and it helps when the whole thing kind of rolls off the tongue. It you know, instead of saying 48.48 degrees, you know, or whatever, it's a lot easier to say 35 millimeters or 24 millimeters or 16 millimeters or 800 millimeters. That the sort of second aspect of that, like I said, I have no like historical research or reference for this, but I suspect a large part of where this comes from is because lenses are marked in measures intrinsic to the lens. That's what we saw as photographers, and that's what we know as the setting, even though we don't necessarily always, or not all of us necessarily, understand the whole story, what it all means. But you know, if I have my lens twisted so that the number says 24, I know that it's in millimeters, and I know that I'm at 24 millimeters. I may not know the exact optical behavior of the lens, but I know what the setting is, and that's what I'm going to talk about. And then I'm going to, when I'm communicating to a fellow photographer, I'm going to say 24 millimeters. I'm not going to, like, try and calculate the angle of view or whatever, because that would involve work that I just don't have, you know, to work beyond what I'm doing, and or work beyond just what I already have. And then the other person would have to figure out, you know, back drive that into a number, because his lens is marked in focal lengths in millimeters typically now. It used to be there some companies marked in centimeters, but now it's almost universally or universally millimeters. But then he'd have to figure that out. And this is where the whole equivalent focal length thing comes in, because and the whole, you know, on my camera, it makes a 400 millimeter lens a 600 millimeter lens. The internet pundits that are quick to jump out and say the camera doesn't change the focal length, that they're right. The camera doesn't change the focal length. If you're saying focal length in the optical engineering sense of the word. But in photography, like I said, I will strongly argue to anybody that photographers aren't necessarily saying focal length in the optical engineering sense of the word. They're saying focal length in as a proxy for field of view, or angle of view. That's what their thought process is. It's the most most relevant thought process for a photographer, and it's the easiest expression of that thought process based on camera gear and whatnot. And so in that frame of reference, saying that your camera changed the focal length or changes the focal length of the lens is completely, in my opinion, valid. Now, I know there's going to be tons of people who want to argue about that. Be my guest. But you're not going to argue with me about it because, like I said, I've got optical engineering textbooks. I know what the optical engineering definitions are. And it's a different field from photography. Where I think this becomes confusing, and this is, you know, I've talked about optical engineering definition of focal length. I've talked about how I think most photographers use focal length most of the time. Where this becomes confusing for new photographers, it was confusing for me. I'm not ashamed to admit it. When I first got a DSLR and it was a crop camera, and I wasn't super into all of the engineering and optical stuff yet, and I was just into it as, oh, this is cool, it's a camera, I'm going to go take some pictures. I was thrown by the whole, what's crop camera doing to focal length, and I'm confused about this. So it's not like it's a unreasonable thing to be confused about. And so I think here's part of the problem. I think part of the problem comes down to most photography, intro to photography books I've seen talk about focal length define focal length in the optical engineering term. And they never really clearly state that most photographers aren't really talking about focal length that way. They're talking about angle of view, and they're using the numbers that are most accessible to them to express that. The second aspect is there are places in photography where you have to use the optical engineering definition of focal length, or the actual measure of focal length. And there are places in photography where you're using focal length as a proxy for angle of view. I'm having a conversation with another photographer. We're talking about, you know, this nice picture he shot, and he says, "Oh yeah, I shot that with a 35 millimeter lens." I shot that at 35 millimeters. The information, I mean, on one level, the information being conveyed is how strongly the lens bent the light. On a second level, the information being conveyed is that was the angle of view that he used to get that shot. And like I said, this is where it's, I think, a little more nebulous in this instance than just saying that it's, you know, purely X or Y. On the other hand, if I'm doing you're doing calculations, like for depth of field, or you're doing a calculation to figure out, you know, if you've got a crop camera and you want to move to full frame, and you're trying to figure out what lenses you need to replace your existing lenses with to get the same kinds of angles of view, the same kinds of coverage, in those cases, you actually need to use the actual real focal length. Like, we, you know, on a communication level, somebody who's a crop camera might be used to telling people that, you know, that picture was shot at 28 millimeters, even though they shot it at 18 millimeters, because they're used to, that there's this shared, sort of a shared understanding in photography of focal length on a 35 millimeter or 24 by 36 millimeter frame. And so there's that expression in terms of, like, trying to make some, say, you know, trying to do something in a relatable way. And then at the same time, there is the duality of this where, it, you know, if you're trying to figure out the depth of field that your camera gets, you really do have to put in 18 millimeters into the equations. You can't put in 28, you know, 28 or 29 millimeters or something to that effect. So I can easily understand where the confusion, you know, crops up. And, you know, like I said, I almost completely sympathize with the people who come along, you know, and they see somebody saying something about their camera making their focal length of their lens change and needing to correct them. And at the same token, and I sympathize with them, because there was a time when I first started started to understand the optical engineering side of photography, the gear side of photography, where being pedantic about that was, I won't say important to me, but it seemed like it was necessary to try and educate people on that. And now I've kind of realized that, you know, there's a second layer to that. It's not so, the way people communicate with this is not so cut and dry on focal length, meaning the optical engineering definition, or just being a proxy for angle of view, or just being a concise way to describe or refer to a setting that you used without really any thought, you know, a setting you used on a lens without really any thought into what it means beyond that's the number that's marked on the barrel. And I mean, the latter case that I just, it's, you know, said there, it really just goes back to the proxy for angle of view, that, because that's what you're communicating. You're communicating, if you stop and you think about it, that's what I realized that I was communicating. I was communicating that the frame would be this wide or this narrow, and not that the light, the exact meaning of the light bending. So I'm going to kind of tie this one up here. I don't know if I've made this any clearer. I don't know if this is the place to try and make it any clearer. But point one, it's important, I think, for all photographers to understand that focal length is an intrinsic property of the lens. That the, if you're going to use the, we'll call it the engineering definition, it's an intrinsic property of the lens. It has nothing to do with the camera at all. That it doesn't change when you change the camera. It doesn't, you know, do anything like that. The focal length is a property of the lens. As a side note of that, I should add, if you put a teleconverter on the lens, the focal length does change because you've changed the lens. The glass in the teleconverter combined with the glass in the lens changes the optical formula of the lens, and that's a real change in focal length. So where a pendant might argue that you can't say that because you put your 400mm lens on your crop camera, it became a 600mm lens. They absolutely cannot argue that because you put a 1.4x teleconverter on your lens, it didn't become a 560mm lens. Okay, so that was point one. Focal length, it's a measure of the property or the behavior of a lens. Point two, photographers don't usually or don't just mean the engineering definition. More often than not, and if you stop and you think about it, and you really think about what you're communicating, you'll come, I would hope at least, you'd come to the same conclusion that I did. You're either communicating a setting with no thought or consideration to what that setting means or is, or you're communicating angle of view. And in fact, that setting boils down to you communicating angle of view. So I would argue that while it's not technically correct in the engineering sense, it is functionally correct in the photographic sense when somebody says something to the effect of their camera changed their 400mm lens into a 600mm lens. I would also strongly argue that if you're going to correct those people, if you happen to be one of those pendants that needs to, that you need to make sure that you understand that you're telling them the optical engineering thing, not necessarily the photography thing. Because I think just getting people to understand the photography thing doesn't inherently make them better or us better or it the concepts more clearly understood. I think it sort of muddies the water a little to, or the optical engineering thing. If you just get just explaining the optical engineering thing, I think it muddies the water. Because so many people who are photographers and not optical engineers aren't speaking in the strictly optical engineering sense. And my final point is that when you're putting numbers into calculators, you know, as a photographer and you're going off and onto a site, not necessarily just mine, any site, when you're putting numbers into formulas that are asking for focal length or whatever, you want to use the actual focal length of the lens, the number marked on the lens in the vast majority of cases, and not some equivalent focal length on 35mm format platforms. So I think that about sums up, you know, what I have to say again on focal length. Until next time.